Hello there, I'm Iris, and welcome to Powered by Voice. With over 12 years of work developing leaders and mentoring teen girls, I'm excited to extend my reach by helping you power your voice as a platform, not a performance, so that you are truly seen and heard. Join us. Hello, hello, hello. I'm your host, Iris, and welcome back to Powered by Voice. So today we're starting with a quote that I absolutely love by Audre Lorde. She says, "When we speak, we are afraid our words will not be heard or welcomed. But when we are silent, we are still afraid. So it is better to speak." That quote is a perfect runway for you to create a new perspective about the fear of speaking, something that we all struggle with. Now, I know that everyone can relate to this. We've all been afraid, whether it's speaking up, speaking out, expressing ourselves to use our voice, to own our voice. Whew, that's a lot. But it's a journey. And I do relate to Audre's quote. It feels good to speak, especially when we're battling a fear. One of my favorite movies is Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams. I don't know if you've seen this movie. It is fabulous. There is this fantastic scene where the students are reciting poems and the teacher turns to one of the young men in the class. It's his turn to recite his poem. And he quietly says, I didn't do it. I didn't do the assignment. I did not write a poem. The teacher looks at him, gives him that stare, and challenges him. He looks him in the eye and says something so profound as if he could just see inside his soul. His teacher says, "Your worst fear is that you think everything inside of you is worthless and embarrassing, but I don't agree with you. I think you're wrong." And in that moment, he's teaching this young man about the power of his voice with something he calls a yawp. And a yawp is simply a loud cry or a yell, but it's really something else. It's the act of becoming comfortable with your voice and discovering what's inside of yourself and the value of what's inside of you. Now, the teacher proceeds to prompt him to discover his voice in that moment as he guided him and helped him to create a poem in front of the entire class. It was remarkable. And what it teaches us is that sometimes the most beautiful things are created out of our scary places and our mistakes. So let's create in this moment something that many of us do. When we are speaking and fear sets in, we create ums. We fill the silence and the nervousness with ums. Now, trust me, the fear and the anxiety are very real, but there's always a but. There are ways to make it work for you because no one is perfect. And remember, we're never trying to be perfect. So when I was in high school, I had that nervousness inside of me and I actually carried it into my professional life. And gosh, there were times when I was sitting around a large table with the executive team in meetings, and I can remember a question being asked, or maybe it was a topic being served up, and everyone would chime in. And sometimes they would do this thing called a round robin where everybody had to contribute. And oh my goodness, in those times, I would pray that they would start on the other side of the room with somebody else so that I had time to formulate something of substance that was just my prayer. And also the thing I was doing is I was so in my head that I could not hear a word that anybody else was saying as they were going around the room because I was just so busy trying to think of something, anything. And I always managed to find a few words, and afterwards, I had that voice in my head, you know, the one telling me that it wasn't good enough. So I want you to lean in right now. Don't listen to that voice. Never listen to that voice. We can all agree that we have this challenge with these from time to time. Sometimes when we are absent of something, we come up with an If we don't feel there's something worthy to be said, we have an Or perhaps it's the nervousness of forgetting the line we've practiced and we fill it in with an Now, there is another kind of the power These are done by eloquent speakers like President Barack Obama and even his wife, Michelle. They actually use power that are distinctive. For example,
and I felt that if I wanted people to get to know me, I had to share everything. So that was part of the thinking. And
so even the can be something that we can be proud of. And I know that that probably sounds really crazy to you right now, but especially so if you can get intimate with the sound of your and you get comfortable with the uncomfortable. That's an exercise in and of itself, so that when you stumble upon an it won't feel like a mistake that you're embarrassed about. What I'm really saying is you can choose to own it, or you can let it horrify you and diminish your voice. Sometimes when you have an try using it, because it might just bring something fresh to the table for you. But most importantly, an should never become a wall. Now, another point to make is I do understand that no one is ever comfortable making mistakes in front of their peers, right? But let's face it, this is life. It's going to happen. So I want you to be thinking differently with a different perspective. And my hope would be that you can create a safe place for yourself when things don't go your way, because that's going to happen from time to time. Let's create ownership. Let's try that concept, creating ownership and confidence in what we do have to contribute, so that those things outweigh the So here's something you can practice to get more comfortable with the sound of your voice by using these by using your best It's a way for you to hear the sound of your voice. And it is kind of like a yawp of sorts, because you're choosing to own what's inside of you. Use the sound and repeat it for 20 seconds. And I hope you are feeling really silly right now, just even in hearing me ask you to do that. But I want you to get up close and personal, as we do, and in this case with your And let's be clear, when you can create a positive relationship with something that is ordinarily looked upon like a mistake, you're going to be more equipped to move past it if it happens. Now, after you've done that 20-second practice, next, I want you to be filling in the space with words of encouragement by standing in the power of your voice. So this is called speaking your power. So we say the following: this is my voice and I love my voice. I have something to say. My ideas are valuable and there is no one else, that can say what I have to say the way that I choose to say it. I am my voice. This can be so powerful for you as you start to relate even to these because it becomes a matter of what you want to do with that thing when you come upon it. Remember to stand in your power. So let's reflect using our mantra, three simple questions we ask of you. What are your first impressions of what we just talked about? How does it make you feel? And what sparked your curiosity? Finally, let's remember, when we are able to see our mistakes as a pathway to something greater, we are powered by voice. Until next time, ciao for now.